You're listening to SBS News.
Since early 2020, Australians have been banking on a safe, effective coronavirus vaccine to help secure a return to normal life. The rollout of our first vaccine from Pfizer-BioNTech is now only a few weeks away. So, will you be immune after getting your vaccine? Well, all of the coronavirus vaccines currently in use around the world are given in two doses a few weeks apart. But the protection those shots will give you isn't instant. RMIT immunologist Dr. Kylie Quinn says it takes about 2 weeks for the body to start generating enough antibodies to protect itself against the virus. But that protection isn't quite the same thing as immunity.
There are different levels of efficacy. So some vaccines are able to prevent infection altogether. That's what we would call sterilising immunity. But that's really hard to achieve with vaccines. So the next level of immunity is that, well, we might not be able to prevent infection, but it might not progress to the point that it causes disease, so it makes us feel sick. And then the next level below that is sort of, well, we might be able to get infected, but we would be able to prevent that from developing into severe disease.
It's still too early to tell if our vaccines will prevent infection altogether or just the severe disease that infection causes. If the latter turns out to be true, it means the vaccine will stop you from getting sick, but it won't necessarily stop you from hosting and spreading the virus to others. But experts say that should not be cause for alarm. Dr. Quinn saying questions like these are very much a normal part of all vaccine rollouts.
Potentially we could get the vaccine and still become infected. But the question is, would we be able to pass that infection on to others? And that's a different question again. That's called transmission. And so with transmission, you need to be making enough virus to be able to affect someone else in an efficient way. And that's, we don't have any read on that with these vaccines at the moment. That's a big question. With many vaccines, most vaccines that roll out, what happens after them, that rollout is a phase four stage. And so phase four is when the vaccine is now out in the community. And we're monitoring how people are responding to it, but also how the virus is responding to that increased level of immunity within our population. And so that's quite normal, and it's quite a smart thing to do.
So once you've had your vaccine, how long will you be protected for? This is another question that scientists can't answer just yet, although trial results are all pointing to a good level of protection months after the immunisation. Vaccines work by introducing your immune system to a blueprint of a virus. The immune system, tricked into thinking it's the real virus, recognises that blueprint as a threat and begins to build antibodies to protect you against it. That means if you become infected with the real virus in the future, your immune system will know how to fight it. Dr. Quinn says the lifespan of those antibodies all depends on our body's immune memories.
Immune memory is this thing that within our immune system, our immune cells actually recognise and literally remember an infection. And so they can respond to it months and years later. We don't know how long that immune memory will last with the SARS-CoV-2 vaccines, but we're getting a pretty good read from people who've been previously infected or vaccinated that we're out at sort of about 8 or 9 months, and we've still got really good levels of immune memory, so that's boding well.
But what if new variants of the virus keep developing? We've seen this happen over the past few months, with different variants emerging in the UK, South Africa and Brazil. These variants have different mutations that make the virus easier to spread from one person to the next, but there's no evidence that they result in more severe sickness. But will our vaccines account for these variants and any more that may emerge in the future? New variants do pose a challenge in that they make it harder for your immune system to recognise the virus and launch a fight against it. But Dr. Quinn says that shouldn't render our vaccines useless.
We could get to a point where the virus has changed so much that it's become really difficult for our immune system to recognise it. And at that point, we could consider adapting our vaccines changing them just like we do with the flu from year to year. And we've got some really good vaccine designs for that. So mRNA vaccines and the Novavax vaccine are perfect for that.
So does that mean we might be able to achieve herd immunity with these vaccines? Herd immunity is when the whole community becomes protected from a virus because enough people have either been infected or vaccinated. That makes it incredibly unlikely that the virus will continue to spread because not enough people are able to host it. So how many people will need to get vaccinated for Australia to reach herd immunity? Director of the Peter Doherty Institute for Infection and Immunity, Sharon Lewin, says that magic number will depend on whether our vaccines can block infection entirely or just block severe disease.
Now, assuming that the vaccination stops you becoming infected or dramatically reduces your chance of becoming infected, then on average it's about 60 to 70% would need to be vaccinated. If the vaccine is modestly effective at blocking infection, then you would need to vaccinate more people.
A Department of Health spokesperson said the government is on track to complete its vaccination program by October. If it meets that deadline, herd immunity could be a real possibility by the end of the year if enough people choose to get vaccinated. But Professor Lewin says we shouldn't get too bogged down in the concept of herd immunity.
What we do know, though, and this is actually really important, is that we have a vaccine that stops people getting sick and going to hospital. And that's tremendously important because that's what we're really worried about here. We're really worried about stretching and our healthcare or not having sufficient resources for the number of people getting sick. If we were able to vaccinate everyone and meant that everyone was protected from becoming very unwell and going to hospital, we may eventually get to a new policy where we don't care that much about infection and we just worry about people that are getting sick or ill. And that's pretty much how we manage influenza, for example. We don't go out and swab everyone all the time. We worry about people that become sick and end up going to hospital. That would be a big shift in policy for us in Australia, but we may well get there.
So, once you've had your vaccinations, can you stop social distancing? The answer to this is no, and not for a while yet. In Australia and beyond, health authorities are recommending everyone still maintain social distancing and other safety measures after getting vaccinated. Professor Lewin says those measures would likely have to stay in place until authorities have more data on the vaccines.
The reason why the recommendations at the moment are that after your vaccine, your behaviour shouldn't change, you should still socially distance, wash your hands, stay home when you're sick, get tested if you have symptoms, is because we don't yet know whether or how effective the vaccines are in reducing infection and transmission. And therefore, you could be vaccinated, which means you'll be protected yourself from going to hospital, and we think almost 100% effective, but you may still acquire the virus and therefore spread it to others.
That means while you may not become unwell, if you spread the virus to someone who hasn't been vaccinated, they could potentially become sick. And lastly, one of the most common questions about the vaccine doesn't mean we can start travelling overseas again. Unfortunately, it looks like Australia's borders will be one of the last things to change after the vaccine rollout. SBS News asked the Department of Health what the threshold for restarting international travel would be after the vaccine rollout begins. A department spokesperson said because it's still unclear if the vaccine will stop transmission of the virus altogether, it's too early to tell when international travel without quarantine will become a reality. While no official reopening plans have been announced, Professor Lewin said a high uptake of coronavirus vaccines would undoubtedly be a key factor in the return of international travel.
For Australians, travelling to a place being vaccinated would give you great comfort that should you be exposed to the virus, you're not going to get sick and land up in hospital. So it'd be a great precaution to take. And I think once you're vaccinated, there will be less limitations on people leaving the country. The problem at the moment in Australia is coming back because until we know that the vaccines protect against infection, there's always a chance that people who are vaccinated will be carrying the virus, which means they will likely require quarantine. Now, there may be changes from how extensive that quarantine is. At the moment, we quarantine absolutely everyone that comes from any country. But that may change, so we may have different levels of quarantine based on whether you're vaccinated or not and based on which country you've been to or not.
When it comes to coronavirus vaccines, there's still a lot we have to learn. But scientists say they are certain about the most important things, that our vaccines are safe and that they will dramatically reduce your risk of getting seriously ill with COVID-19 and potentially dying. Claudia Farhart, SBS News.